Welcome to the Raven's Cove. Your host, Raven, is a certified Reiki Grandmaster and Tarot reader. With years of experience, she's here to help you along your journey. Please feel free to call in and ask questions. And don't forget, you can also reach her on her Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Readings. Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad you could join me. I am Raven, and I am here to answer your questions today. So let's go ahead and take our first caller. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Good morning, Raven. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. I'm the lady with the back issue.
Uh-huh.
And the MRI, the MRI does not show any fractures, thank God, but it does show the spondylosis and other conditions that are very painful. And my doctor has recommended physical therapy, which is great. And then if physical therapy doesn't work, then she would refer me to a physiatrist, which is a step above a physical therapist. But my worry is she's pretty firm about me returning to work on Friday, and that's really going to royally mess me up with my disability, and I'm in no condition to return to work. So I'm sending her an email, wording it very carefully, and asking her if she could at least wait for me to have my evaluation with physical therapy this coming Friday, and then review what the physical therapist says, and then make a decision about when I'm going back to work. Maybe she can decide that on Monday, so put me off work through Monday. Will she agree to that?
You know, I get the feeling that she is. She's really wants to push you to kind of get back on your feet. I'm really glad that the MRI showed more, honey. I knew it would. But I think you're going to have to, like, really have a heart-to-heart with her as far as her, you know, signing you out for a little bit longer. But I think she will agree to waiting and hearing what the physical therapist has to say first.
Okay. So my appointment's at 11 on Friday with the physical therapist. So the physical therapist might not get her results in the computer until almost closing time on Friday. So will my doctor agree to wait to put me off at least through Monday so she can review and then make a decision whether to return me to work on Tuesday? Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I think she's going to be willing to, like, look over, you know, the recommendation of what the physical therapist says.
Okay.
I am getting that you may have to really push her a little bit more in order to get her to agree. I mean, be very, very firm with her that this is what you really need.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's not very happy with me at all, and she might get angry with me, which I hope not. But this is a serious situation, and if I go to work on Friday and I cannot stand to keyboard or sit for more than 20 minutes, I'll be forced to go home. But it sounds like she doesn't even really care.
Well, I feel like she does care, hun, but she has her own set of opinions on the situation. She also thinks that you could probably do more than you are or that you can. So I really feel that you have to, if you can't truly do these things, you're going to have to really kind of put your foot down and tell her, you know, if she can't listen to your concerns, that you're going to have to seek a second opinion.
And she's open to that, but it's going to be somebody in her same group, and I'm sure they would talk together. So I'm not very optimistic about that. But on the other side of the coin, it's almost like getting a second opinion anyway, having the physical therapist evaluate me.
Well, the physical therapist, you know, they're really good about what they do, and she's going to look over your MRI. She's going to look over the x-ray. She's going to look over everything. And then she's going to, you know, do the physical therapy with you and evaluate your range of motion and everything. And I think that's going to really help put things into perspective for your doctor.
Okay. So when I'm sending her an email. I have an appointment with her at 11:50, but I'm very specific in my email, and I'm going to say, is it acceptable, which gives her power, is it acceptable that we wait until the results from seeing the physical therapist this Friday are in the database, and then on Monday you can look at the results? So just keeping me up at least through Monday, and then make a determination at that time whether or not I would go back Tuesday. I mean, is that reasonable? I would think so. Will she go for that?
I think she will. But I wouldn't push her past Monday. Otherwise, I feel that you're going to get a flat no.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, because we don't know how quickly physical therapy will put those notes in the database.
Right.
And I, quite frankly, I feel like physical therapy is going to set up a program for me, and they may want to see me a few times a week, and they usually set a goal. I wouldn't be surprised if they put at least 6 weeks on there. Depending on the physical therapy results, at least I'll get off through Monday, and then she and I will discuss on Monday whether or not I have to go back on Tuesday or not, depending on what PT says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I see her seeing that as being reasonable.
Okay. All right. And, I will send her the email. I really don't want to talk to her because I know she's not going to be happy with me. If I phrase it the way we said, would it be acceptable for me? I'd like to keep my appointment this Friday with PT. And then pending the results of that to see what physical therapy recommends, may I please be off at least through Monday so it gives you the opportunity to review what PT says, and then we can talk again on Monday. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me, dear.
All right. You think she'll let me off at least through Monday then, I guess?
I do. I think she's going to find it a reasonable accommodation.
Yeah, yeah. You almost sound like you have a background in that area with your verbiage. You're very good at what you do. So bottom line, I just don't want to be incapacitated when I try to go back to work. And I hope I keep my job at least through October. Do you still see me keeping my job through October?
I do, but you do need to work on setting up accommodations with the company that you work with.
Oh, yeah, and I'm working on that. Nothing outrageous. Ergonomic chair, heating pad, maybe an extra break or two, which I don't think is asking for too much.
I don't think you're asking for too much, dear.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to be willing to work with you. So
all right.
Take a deep breath.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I said, take a deep breath, hon. Let the positivity flow through. Keep a very positive mind about it. Try not to stress too much.
All right. And when she reads my email, will she just respond that way and say, okay, I'll write you off through Monday, and then we'll communicate on Monday after reviewing the PT results, or will she still call me?
I think she'll end up calling you.
All right. And I have an appointment at a hearing aid place with with Keith. His last name starts with R. Sounds like he's very good at what he does. Well, when I leave the office about an hour later, will I feel like I've been in good hands and good recommendation with my new hearing aids?
I do. I do feel that there's going to be a little bit of fine-tuning that needs to happen. But other than that, I don't see you having any problems, Sunny.
Okay. Well, I think you are fabulous. I really, really do. You are authentic. I believe that you do care about your callers, but you're going to say the way it is. It's obvious what we want to hear you say, but you have your authenticity, so you're going to say the reality. And I think you're very special, and I think that I'm very fortunate to have spoken with you.
Well, thank you, honey. I appreciate that.
Please pray for me. Please pray that my doctor puts me up writes me off from work at least through Monday, and then hopefully longer after she reviews the physical therapy notes, okay?
I will light a candle for you tonight, my dear.
Oh, I believe in that. And after she reviews those notes, is she going to write me off for longer, or am I still going to have to go back on Tuesday?
I'm going to be honest on that one, honey. I'm not quite sure what the outcome of that one's going to be, because with the physical therapist, they haven't reviewed any of your charts yet, and so they haven't quite made a decision yet.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. Well, God bless you, and it's an honor to speak to you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear. I look forward to hearing from you again.
All right. I look forward to speaking with you, and I hope I'm much happier next time.
I'm sure you will be.
Okay.
You have a good day.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Yes. Hi, Raven. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. My question is, what do you see for me in love coming up this year?
Okay, so I have a question. Are you looking for a new love, or are you looking to spice up one? Because I feel that there's a gentleman that you're already kind of attached to.
That I'm already attached to?
Mm-hmm. Yes. He could be from the past that you still have feelings for.
Now, I have, I dealt with two in the past. Like, I had to cut it off like almost 3 months ago now, is because they didn't want to do right. So I don't even want to rehash that. So, but I don't know if that's the one that you're picking up.
I don't feel that you fully let that scenario, that situation kind of completely go. I feel like you're still holding on to some feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You could be subconsciously trying to figure out, you know, I want to say the lessons that were supposed to be learned with that one.
Right.
And that's actually a good thing.
Yeah, because I came from a divorce and did a sabbatical for 4 years, so I was not even talking about it. I was just trying to work on myself. And after that, that's when
I did a good job.
Two guys. Yes, I did. Because I want to clear everything from my ex-husband. I want to clear the path, cut the cord, everything. So I dealt with two guys kind of like not really around the same time, but kind of sort of. And one of them kind of led that way, which I didn't know was going to lead to that way. But, yeah, I just couldn't rock with that. I couldn't rock the fact that my communication skills was that way. I'm that type. I need communication. I need consistency. Honestly.
And you're kind of set in your ways, and you're a little on the stubborn side when it comes to what you want. You know what you want,
really,
and you're going to get it.
Right. I know I'm stubborn. I already know that, and I'm working on that, though. I mean, I knew that. But
you're
not
stubborn in a bad way, though.
Okay.
You're stubborn in the fact that you You know what you want. You know what you're worth, and you're not going to settle.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So,
and I want somebody that's really going to be there. So
I
you,
do
you
feel
you
that
see
this
somebody coming?
Relationship is really hindering you moving completely forward. So when you have some spare time today or tomorrow, I want you just to sit and do nothing but really think about it and think about what it is that you learned from it. Because every person that comes into our life is there to teach us something, especially when it comes to relationships.
Exactly. And that, like I said, I thought I have.
You're missing something, and it has to do with commitment. And so I want you to think about that relationship and think about the commitments involved into the relationship. It doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic commitment, okay? Once you get that and you're like, oh, wait, that's where it happened. That's where it went wrong. Take that lesson and accept it wholeheartedly, and that's going to open you up because you're kind of like blocked off a little bit, a little gun shy when it comes to a relationship. But once you accept that lesson, I feel that you're going to open up, and then you're going to meet somebody, and it's not going to be the typical person that you would normally go for. They're going to.
Typical person. I really don't, because the two guys that I was dealing with, they were definitely not my typical guys, honestly. So I don't even know anymore.
So you're not, what I'm getting is that you're not even going to realize that this person has a crush on you. I don't know how else to explain it. It's going to be a friend that tells you, hey, do you realize that this guy has a crush on you? And then that's when you're going to start noticing it, and you're going to start wondering if this is the right kind of guy. And so you're going to, it's going to take a while, but you're going to finally, accept a date. And it's not going to be like a romantic date. It's going to be like, kind of like a lunch
hangout date.
Exactly.
Yeah, like
thank you. And you're going to find that your guys' personalities click a lot more than you anticipated. And this person is going to be very good at communicating. However, he does have a habit of putting his foot in his mouth. He doesn't necessarily, like, his tone doesn't match his words all the time, but he does not mean it like that. I want to say, you know, if you got like really stressed out at work and he came to visit you and he's like, the tone is kind of snappish, but his words aren't that kind of situation. And you're going to have to kind of go like, did I do something wrong? But then he's very good at communicating. No, I just had a bad day at work type thing. I do feel that he's not as an alpha personality as you are.
Okay.
Which I think is actually going to work out better for you in the long run.
Really? Because when I was married,
I know
it
doesn't
was not
seem
an alpha.
Like it.
I mean, it just didn't work out. I need somebody kind of like on my level.
He's not a beta, though. He's not going to be subservient. He's just going to allow you to be the outspoken one in the relationship. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, he's not going to confront you in front of everybody and be like, girl, you're wrong. What the hell are you thinking? No, he'll do it in private.
Okay. Okay, I can take that then.
You know,
but
that's what I'm saying.
That to him in
you
private.
Have the more alpha person.
I don't him in public. Yeah, I do.
There are some guys out there that will. And I was like, no, that is not the proper way to do things. But this guy, he has an alpha personality, but he's going to allow you to be the alpha in the relationship. But he will step it up if need be.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I, you know, I just need somebody that's on my level. And I'm like, if you're not on that, and that could be like the commitment thing, because I guess I'm kind of, I guess my marriage, my failed marriage kind of like shot me from being, I would say committed, but I'm scared of being married again. Honestly, I am. And that might could be it with the lessons I need to learn. Maybe that's what it is. And I should just be open to whatever the possibility may be. But right now, that's just, you know, because everybody's like, oh, I'm going to pray for a husband. I'm like, I'm not praying for that. Nope. If it happens, it happens.
In the meantime, the meantime, go out and enjoy yourself.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Because I'm not, you know I'm ready to date, and I know I'm ready for a relationship. I know that much. You know, because I worked on myself to get to that point. But
and you did a wonderful job. You're much stronger now than you were then.
Exactly. Exactly. And so is this more like later on this year, like the second part of the year?
I think you're going to meet him towards the end of the year. However, it doesn't build into a relationship until I feel close, you know, next year. That's why I say until then, and just enjoy yourself.
Okay, so is there a stepping stone before I even meet this guy? Because
what's that? I'm sorry.
Is there a stepping stone before I meet this guy? Like, do you see me actually having friends or a guy friend or two before I meet this one?
Okay, honey. Normally, I try to keep things a little clean around here. But, honey, go out, enjoy, have sex, enjoy the men, enjoy yourself.
Well, I
those are your stepping stones. Learn how to have some fun.
That's what I did with those two.
No, honey. I'm talking like one-night stands, okay? Kick them out of the bed in the morning. Don't hang on to them. Enjoy the fun.
Oh, so you said I'm going to have the I don't know. I mean, I would, but I don't know.
Go try.
I guess I'm not like that.
Go try. Go have some drink with the girls. Meet a guy that you can have just casual fun. Hell, honey, make him a friend with benefits.
But
enjoy yourself.
That's what I did with those two. Okay. I mean, that's what I kind of did with the other two. Okay.
Are you really sure that they were a friend with benefits?
Yeah, they were.
Or was there a little bit more feeling involved?
One-on-one at first, but after 3 months, it wasn't. It was more friends with benefits. Yeah, pretty much.
On your end, maybe.
But only one of them probably had a torch for me. The other one was kind of involved with someone else. Are you saying them? Please don't tell me they're coming back. They're not coming back, are they?
You're not going to let them come back.
Okay, good. Because I thought you might say they might come back.
No, go find yourself some boy toys and have some fun.
Oh, man, I got to do this again. I want a relationship, though.
And it will come there. But until then, you might as well have fun.
Where I'm at, I don't know. I mean, I try.
Honey, the more fun you have, the more you let into your life. Okay? if you stay at home and you're just like, I wish I could find a relationship, and you get really mopey, you're not going to send out the positive, hey, come get me vibes.
But that's what I thought.
And then that relationship's not going to show up.
That's what I thought I did, though. I was having fun with them. I thought maybe that would have happened, but it didn't. Like, I'm back to kind of like, okay, here I am again. Like, do this online dating, do this. I don't want to do that, but okay.
Go out and have yourself some fun.
All right. Not saying I would wait for this guy. I mean, if it happens, because I know things can change from now until, you know, things.
They can. Everybody has free will, and things that we see right this minute could change. It could happen faster or not at all, depending on the decisions you make.
Right. That I have learned that from reading. Not everything is set in stone. It's
exactly
however you move. Right. So, yeah, I don't know. You might come somewhere, might not. I don't know, but I guess I'll just be out there. I guess. When I have
all
time.
Right, honey. Well, you
all
have
right,
a good day.
So much.
You're welcome.
You
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you'd like to book an in-depth reading with Raven, please visit www.ravensmysticreadings.com or on our Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Readings. You can find both links on the main page of the Block Radio Talk Show page. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hi. Thank you for taking the call. My name is Kelly.
Hi. What can I do for you today?
I'm going to make this very simple, quick. I have, I'm in a relationship. I have a partner, and she and I have had blocking in the past, but things seem to be kind of moving good. But I'm just trying to see what where things are. She had to have surgery last week, and she's, I don't know, it just seemed like it's, I don't know. I'm just trying to get some clarity.
Okay, so she had a what relapse? I'm sorry, you cut out.
I'm so sorry. She had to have surgery last week, and I'm just trying to see where her where things are with us now.
Okay. Well, the very first thing that came to mind is communication.
Yes.
Communication seems to be a very big issue between the two of you. It's almost as though you guys don't say completely what you guys are feeling, in fear of hurting the other's feelings.
Yeah.
So I would work on that. I do feel that there is a lot of love and respect in the relationship, but that communication, man, it seems to be an ongoing issue lately.
Ongoing.
Is communication for everybody. And a lot of that has to do is right now we're the way the planets are aligned and whatnot, we're in what they call retrograde, which can make emotions go crazy for everybody.
Okay.
The best of relationships can be trying during that time.
Okay.
So let's see if there's another issue going on besides just the communication.
How about her best friend?
Her best friend, I want to say that her best friend has some very deep feelings towards her. I do feel that your partner just has feelings towards her also, but not in a romantic sort of, it's not a mutual.
Right.
And I do feel a lot of jealousy coming from that best friend.
Yes. Yes.
And I think there's another communication problem between your partner and her best friend.
Yes, it is. Very deep. Does her best friend like me at all?
No.
Okay. Didn't think so. Didn't think so.
I hate giving bad news, but I...
No, I kind of figured that.
I like to be honest with what I'm receiving.
No, and I love it. Oh, I love it. I love it. They've been best friends forever. I mean, and it's too long. I kind of feel that I think in some moments, well, her best friend is straight, which was supposed to be. I think maybe at once upon a time, I don't know if it was in a drunken stage or whatever. I mean, I think something may have happened between the two of them. And you know how, like, if you talk to someone for so long and you forget their name, and then it's kind of awkward
right.
to ask again. So I just get that feeling. I'm mature enough that I'm okay with if that had happened, as long as it's not happening now. But I think that's what I just feel has happened years and years ago.
Well, the best friend, I think she has some curiosities that she's afraid
yeah.
to acknowledge completely.
Yeah.
But that's all on her. That has nothing to do with you.
Right.
I went ahead and I pulled some cards just to get a little bit more clarity on what's going on, because there are quite a few people involved in this.
Yes.
And I see the best friend. She's a very demanding, very
mm-hmm.
outspoken when it comes to your partner's relationship. She doesn't speak it to you. She speaks it to her.
To her, yes.
And I feel that that is causing a lot of frustrations, not just for you, because you know she's talking, but you
mm-hmm.
don't know exactly what everything she's saying.
Right.
And I feel that there's frustrations for your partner because she doesn't want to hurt you and she doesn't want to hurt her best friend. So she's kind of like stuck in the middle. I do, however, see her kind of putting her foot down a little bit. It's not going to be for a little while because I feel like she really needs to heal. She needs to work on healing physically before she completely decides just to put her foot down and put her, be like, if you're going to be my friend, you need to respect my decisions. I do feel that
is
coming. It's going to come because I am seeing a stabilization within the relationship.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I just kind of hang in there a little bit longer. It's going to sort itself out. your partner just kind of has to, she's had a lot to deal with, and it's kind of like this was put on the back burner.
And I don't like that. I don't want to feel like I've been put on the back burner, and that's what I feel like.
Well, it's not you.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's not you.
It's the relationship.
Yeah, it's not you that's been put on the back burner. It's not your relationship. It's the situation. Like, she just can't handle.
She needs to have, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She just feels like she doesn't have the energy to attack that at the moment.
Right, and that's what I'm being very mindful for. Okay. One last question, and I think you pretty much kind of answered. So she has, my partner has talked about marriage, whatever. But based on what you just said, which is things that I've been dealing with and definitely the communication, I have kind of not necessarily ignored the conversation, but I don't entertain it as much. Now, I love this woman. I always knew from the moment I met her that this would be my wife. But things have kind of caused me to just not have the conversation. Do you see us getting married? And I know that's about me working on myself and adjusting to the things that we just talked about, but will that happen?
What I am seeing is that if you were to ask right now, the answer would be no, because you guys have way too much to work on.
Right.
I do see it happening if she is able to figure out the situation with her best friend.
Okay.
So yeah, I would hold off.
I always fear she's going to ask me. I know right now it's not something we need to even entertain. So I would never want to harm us by saying no, but I know if she would ask now, it would definitely be a no. Definitely a no.
Yeah, I would hold off on that conversation until she has that conversation with her best friend.
Okay, yeah. I don't, like I said, I don't ignore her on, but I don't really engage a lot in that conversation when she goes in that direction. And she understands that there's a lot that we have to fix, but still, I know she wants to get married. Well, but I thank you. I thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I do feel, just give her some time to heal. I do feel the conversation is going to, you know, happen. You guys just need to stop worrying about hurting each other's feelings so much and just being completely honest with each other. Mm-hmm. That way she can go and have that complete honest conversation that she needs to have with that best friend, so that best friend will butt her nose out of the business.
Yeah, and you're very right about that, because a few weeks ago I said something to her and I told her I would love to be her best friend in her life for at least a week, meaning she gets all this attention, and I felt so horrible. I mean, I meant what I said, but I felt bad about saying it the way I did. And it's like, I don't want to harm her. I don't want to hurt her feelings, but, you know, just not trying to be the second fiddle at all times. So, but I understand. So thank you so much. I do appreciate your time.
You're welcome, dear. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on with Raven.
Hi, Raven. This is Candy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. I am experiencing kind of like some energy, like drainage or some energy loss. Do you see this? Do you see me getting myself back on track?
Okay, are you talking about like a physical energy or a mental energy, honey? Because I'm getting the pull towards more of a physical energy.
It feels more like emotional for me. And I don't know if it's because they transitioned me like 3 times since August at my job, and the last transition was very uncomfortable for me, or I don't know what it is that caused it, but.
Okay, the very first thing that comes to mind is that you need to have your vitamin levels checked. I feel you have some vitamin levels that are off.
Okay.
So I would go forth with having, you know, talking to your daughter, just ask your doctor and ask them if, you know, they can just check your vitamin levels.
Okay.
The second thing that comes up is that you're not taking time for yourself. You're not giving yourself time to kind of recharge your batteries.
Right.
So I would, if you don't already, I would try meditation. Do something that relaxes you every day. Go for a walk, a bubble bath, you know, something that really brings joy to yourself without others around.
Yes.
There's been not just the job, but I feel like you've had a lot of changes going on in your life, and it's just kind of, you haven't had a moment to breathe. So I would really take that moment for yourself, and I think you're going to feel a whole lot better, but please do get your vitamin levels checked.
Okay. I mean, I had my vitamin levels checked like last year, like the end of last year, and it was very good. So, yeah, I don't know either. I'm trying to find out what's going on myself. But I do know that I used to drink some herbal teas that my Chinese doctor gave me, and I haven't been drinking that for about 2 months. And I'm thinking I should go back on that. That helped me.
Then I would go ahead. Well, herbs have a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals.
Yes.
So if you were drinking
yes.
that and then stopped, that would be why you're. I'm feeling like your vitamins and your mineral levels are low.
Yes.
So
that
I would
makes sense.
Go ahead and start drinking that again.
Yeah, he's closed today. I was gonna go. I was so excited, but I can go on the weekends. I can go on Saturday. Start that again, and hopefully in 2 weeks I'll be better.
I think
yeah.
you will be, but that's probably where I'm picking up that your vitamin, your minerals, because you were doing this all
yes.
the time. Those build up.
Yes.
And when you stop,
yeah.
you're going to plummet.
Yeah. No, that's what I was coming up with. And then when you said that, I was like, wait a minute, my vitamins were okay, but that herbal stuff that he was giving. Yeah. Okay. Do you see any improvement in work for me? Or?
If you stay with the company that you are with, honey, I don't feel that the stress level is going to decrease any. In fact, I feel like it might increase.
Okay, my stress level, yeah.
So I keep getting the word change, almost as though it's getting close to a time for a change as far as a job or career goes for you.
Yes. There's going to be a change soon happening there. So maybe that's what you're picking up. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great.
You have a good day.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi,
Hello.
You're on with Raven.
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you?
My name is Deanna, and I'm calling about my relationship. My husband did some terrible, awful, crazy things, and we're in counseling now. And yesterday I had to tell the counselor exactly everything, almost everything that I wanted him to know. And he kind of like seeing my husband for, you know, like, okay, I can understand what's going on a little bit. I don't know. I'm in counseling, and I just don't want to be in this situation again if I decide to continue with my marriage, because, you know, I just don't want to be in this situation. So I'm hoping this counselor can help us. What can you tell me?
Okay, well, right off the bat, I'm getting the words a long road ahead.
He's going to lay out the bed.
I feel you guys can work this out. However, it is going to be a very long process. There's a lot of healing that needs to be done, and he absolutely needs to be 100% truthful with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that he has 100% been truthful with you. I feel like he's holding back some information. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's lying, but he's not being completely honest. He's like, I feel like he's sugarcoating some things.
Like what? Like the relationships that he's had with them, or he's sugarcoating? He cheated with lots of people out of town. And I don't know if he has done that while he's been home. He said he has not. It's been all out of town. so I'm not sure. And the doctor's like, that's what we're trying to. I know he's not forthcoming, you know, right now, but I'm working on it, you know. And he's like, you have to tell her everything. So I don't know.
I don't.
What do you mean?
Feel that he's going to give you everything and all the details and whatnot that you're looking for. I think he's going to withhold some of that, mainly because he's afraid of hurting you more than he already has. Right off the bat, I get that he does love you, but he has an issue with being alone, if that makes sense. It's he doesn't like the feeling when he is alone. When he is with you, honey, he is 100% happy. He loves you. But when he goes away, that loneliness takes over. And for lack of better words, it's almost as though it's like an addiction for him. He doesn't like the feeling of being alone, so he goes out and gets his fix.
Now, if it was, do you think that, now let me just ask this question. Prostitutes, one, do you feel like this been like that also?
I'm sorry, you broke up. Can you repeat that?
Prostitutes, do you feel like it's one that I know she is that he was talking, that he
I feel
said
like
he didn't
there's
know?
Multiple.
Yes.
And now there was, I feel that there was a lady that was not a prostitute, but it was somebody that he met maybe while at a bar or a restaurant, something along those lines. And I feel that he's seen her more than once. I don't feel that he loves her in the sense of a relationship.
Is that, what do you mean? Is that here with me at home or out of town?
I want to say both. I feel like she has come to where you guys are at. You know, and as well as, you know, he's been where she's at.
And do I know okay, so let me just say this.
Do you know this lady?
I don't know.
Is that what you're asking?
He cheated. Yeah, do I know her? Because
yes,
he cheated on me. He cheated on me with, I know her, or I know of her that he told me. Because he told the okay, so it's two of them that worked with him that traveled. And one lives in here with us. She's married. And one lived where he went to, and then she lived here at some point. And, you know, I don't know. Ebony and
I don't feel that you
Ebony
know
and
her on a. I don't feel you know her on a personal level. I do feel that you have run into her multiple times. You've been introduced to her.
By him?
Yeah.
No.
What? Yeah, I feel that you've been introduced by him as a friend. You know, he introduced her as a friend or a coworker or an acquaintance.
Right. So they knew that he was married.
Yeah. I want
you
to
say
completely honest with you, honey. What I am seeing for you is that you guys can make this work, okay? But you both have to put forth the effort. You both have to be completely honest, 100%, no matter how bad it hurts. And number two, you're going to have to accept the fact that he's not going to quit doing this right away. He's going to attempt to with everything he is. However, he may slip up And it's really up to you on whether you are willing to put forth that effort and understand that he is human.
He may sleep up with what? As far as cheating?
Yes.
Is someone new or a prostitute or what do you?
I want to say prostitute.
And I want to find out, like.
I think he's going to be honest with you. I think he's going to be like, you know what? I'm so sorry, but I screwed up. I don't think that you have 100% made the decision yet on whether or not you want to continue the relationship.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel that you want your marriage to fail, but I also feel that you don't know if you can handle the pain that is going to come with the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. And you feel like he's going to tell me the truth. Not right off, but.
Yeah, I do. I think it's just going to take a lot of time and a lot of work if you're willing
to work through it.
Because he doesn't like being alone. He is not intentionally hurting you. Because he very much loves you. And that comes through very strong. He doesn't like feeling lonely.
He's never by himself. And, okay, so let me ask you a question. Travel. He's supposed to be he travels with his, that's what he does when he leaves. He's traveling with his company. And so he's like, do you see him traveling? Because he's like, I want you to come with me.
Honey, he wants you to go with him because he doesn't want to put himself in that situation where he seeks the company from somebody other than you.
Right.
Because that has gotten him in trouble in the past. Okay.
Right, but do you see him actually traveling soon?
I do. In the next few months, I do see him traveling. And you have some very hard decisions to make, honey, and I'm very, very sorry about that.
What do you mean? Like, in the next few months, I mean, do you see me going with him or do you feel like is
I don't think
he's biased?
I don't feel that you've made the decision yet because you are still up in the air on whether or not you want to put forth this effort or not, or if the hurt is just too much.
Right. Well, I'm already hurt, you know, and I'm trying to work through it. And so are you telling me that while we're in counseling, I'm going to hear new stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
I think he's going to come forth with not just new stuff, honey, but more details.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like he's left details out, and you need to hear those details to be able to put all the puzzle pieces together and then move forward.
Yes, that's what he knows. And hopefully that he will be, you said he will eventually. How soon do you see that happening, though? Because we're about to start going every week.
I'm getting around 2 months that he's going to really start opening up. You're going to see little bits and pieces of it coming out, and then it's almost as though the dam broke and everything's just going to come flooding out. And then I think that's when you're going to make your decision on whether you really want to keep moving forward with this marriage or not.
Now let me just tell you this. It was a rumor. Like, I talked with someone else, you know, an advisor, and they were like, it's a baby out here. And I kind of approached him with it, like, you know, I heard this. It wasn't the first time, you know. And he's like, whatever, you know. And he was kind of calm with it. So I don't know, you know, is it true?
Okay, so let me get this straight. You want to know if he's had a child with another
woman? Right.
I do feel that there is one, but I can't say for sure if he actually knows about it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Really?
I don't know if he's been told or if he's in denial.
Do you think that's going to come out?
I do. I think you're, I actually feel like you're going to confront him in counseling.
I did already. I already did.
But he
I
hasn't
already,
confronted
well,
her yet. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, I don't even know who this person is. And he, and I'm like, who, you know, I don't even know how old the child is. I don't know, you know, anything. I mean, I have spoken with someone. I mean, I have saw somebody on his little fake phone that he had, and their name was Mimi, and it was from, I guess they were in this area, but I have no idea, like, who, you know?
Okay. Well, honey, I wish I could continue this, but my time is almost up on my show, and it's going to kick me off. But please do visit my Facebook if you need more, you know,
okay.
Talk. Send me a message.
So am I gonna? Okay. I'm just hoping I'll be okay.
You're gonna be fine in the long run, honey. It's gonna hurt, but I think you're stronger than you realize.
You don't see us being together.
Okay.
You don't see us being together.
I want to say that I see you guys taking at least some time to digest what is going on. But because you haven't made that decision, it's not a clear yes or no, okay?
Yeah. I mean, I'm working on my marriage. Like, I want it, you know.
I know
I
you
do.
But because you haven't made that solid decision, there's no clear answer.
Okay. But if I decide to move on with him, I'm going to go out of town with him, right? You feel like that's going to happen?
I do think that you are going to go out of town with him, but I think it's because you want to try to fix things. You want to work on things, and so you're taking that opportunity to try to work on things.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope your day gets a little better, dear.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'd like to thank you for joining me today. That is our show. If you'd like to book an in-depth reading with Raven, please visit www.ravensmysticreadings.com or on our Facebook page, Raven's Mystic Reading. Again, I'd like to thank you for allowing me into your lives to give you guidance today, and I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.